This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And we are talking now about JASA. You may have seen this acronym a lot recently. It's been in the headlines, it's been mentioned by ministers, and it's all over Twitter.
Yeah, and so firstly, it stands for Jabatan Hal Ehwal Khas, or the Special Affairs Department. And it's been getting that attention, Lynn, because it received a large allocation of over 80 million ringgit in budget 2021.
That's right. So I think it's about 85.5. It's sizable. I think in a time, especially when people were looking to the budget to see exactly where money was going to be going to help us deal with this crisis. So some background, JASA was initially formed under the former Barisan National Government, and it has been criticized by Pakatan Harapan as a propaganda unit.
Right. So in Parliament recently, MPs have been saying pretty much the same thing, that the allocation could have been used for more important things, namely things like healthcare, education, and welfare programs.
Yeah, so I think ever since the budget is always a huge download of information, right?
It is. Like
it's a gigantic wave of numbers. It is like a 2-hour speech. And so I think, everybody takes a little while to digest it. In the media, we're supposed to kind of spit it back out straight away. But I think for most people, you sit with it, you see bits and bobs of it coming through in headlines and in infographics. And I think it's through that trickling that we began to see this surfacing of that amount, right? And also because the MPs have been bringing it up, like you said.
Yeah, and I think just to people everyone watching that budget come in, I think the main question really is, how do these measures help me out, right? And how do they do that tangibly?
So, if you have questions about this particular allocation, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are, however, now crossing over to Premesh Chandran, who's the CEO of Malaysia Kini and also the Malaysian Media Council's Pro Tem Committee Chairman. Prem, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so a bit of a history or a historical background here. What was JASA's mandate when it was first formed?
Well, the whole idea was about communicating with the people, right? It was the Badan Hal Ehwal Khas. So the idea was that, that you need some department under the Ministry of Information to actually communicate with the people. But I think most people then regarded that this is kind of what they call strategic communications or political communications, and essentially used to defend the government of the day. So in recent years, definitely that has what has been portrayed of JASA.
Right. And in terms of the impact JASA's work had previously, what were the most obvious ones that we saw?
It is hard to say because, this is a department which, it's somewhat opaque. There's really no definition about what exactly it does, or there's no clear reports about what JASA does. But from feedback from people, it's been about having people in different constituencies propagating the government's perspective at the grassroots level, or in terms of having to, shaping opinions online through, the use of social media and other tools. So, the numbers like at one city, even at as high as 1,400 people doing this sort of, propaganda information dissemination. But again, it's very hard to prove these facts and all these question marks about such organizations.
Okay, so let's get to the numbers, right? What is your take on that 85.5 million ringgit allocation?
It's a very large allocation, much, much bigger than other areas of, in terms of what is required for government communications. And, it's only part. You already have the Ministry of Information and Communications, and this is one allocation among everything else. You have, RTM, which has a very large budget. You have Bernama, and now you also have JASA. So it is not that this is the only government means of communication, but one among others. And I think the sentiment out there is that definitely it could be better used elsewhere.
Right. And some opposition MPs have criticized the funds for being insensitive to the needs of the rakyat, contrasting it to smaller funds set aside for frontliners, for instance. How would you respond to these points?
I think definitely. I think there's a lot of pain being felt these days because of COVID. Most people have lost jobs or being underemployed. I think that's really the priority these days. And, you know, we also have a question mark about the current government, whether they have a majority in parliament. And, you know, pushing such a large budget into such a questionable agency is really probably inappropriate at this stage. I think in terms of communication, I mean, if you look at US and other places, you have a lot of, you know, propaganda or fake news or information being spread in WhatsApp groups, in closed networks. And this actually leads to severe divisions in society. So the real question mark is that to reduce this sort of, you know, underground information spread and actually be much more factual and open and transparent about information in the public. But instead, JASA seems to be heading the other way.
So, like you said, and as we've been saying as well, there has been pushback to this, people pointing out where else it could have gone. If I could just ask for your personal opinion, where would you rather have spent that allocation? I mean, if you were the one allocating it, where would it have gone?
Well, you know, obviously, being the pro tem chairperson of the Media Council, we feel, you know, investing, setting up the Media Council and improving media or helping media improve as an industry is really critical. As you know, many media in this year have had retrenchment and have closed down. So the less you have formal, well-trained journalists and a strong media industry, the more it opens up to fake news. And this is then used to, you know, split society and create very marginal views, which can reach a lot of tensions in society. So definitely, I think, you know, investments in strengthening the media and journalism, I think a lot should be invested in media literacy. I think many people cannot distinguish between real and fake news. So there's a lot of, you know, so-called people who are actually sharing news in their WhatsApp groups without even knowing how to identify something is fake. So I think there's really much more better investment in media literacy and in strengthening the media industry.
Right. So previously you said that it's been quite hard to gauge the impact that JASA has had. But for argument's sake, are there ways that JASA can tangibly benefit the rakyat now that it has a new lease on life?
I mean, obviously, if it operates in a very transparent manner and there is, you know, a form of accountability to perhaps both political parties, then obviously there is, you know, ways to communicate that we use commonalities like Rukun Negara, et cetera, to communicate a national spirit. But JASA has not built that. You know, it answers to a minister. It's very opaque. So, you know, JASA is not built to be a transparent communication vehicle.
What do you think would be a more appropriate avenue to achieve some of the, you know, purported aims of JASA?
I think you already have the, you know, RTM and Bernama, two very powerful communication tools, which very, very large budgets. Definitely RTM could be strengthened, could be made more digital, you know, to actually, you know, to build more federalism, etc. You don't really need a separate unit to do this sort of work. And creation of a separate opaque unit gives rise to suspicion that it's being used for political communications.
Right. And looking ahead, where might we see JASA's initiatives appear, whether it's in, you know, our daily lives or just in general? What form will they take?
The allegations are, I mean, this is not proven, but, you know, if you are to spread political information, then you would actually have things like cyber troopers or spreading misleading information using the internet or social media or other means of communications to undermine the opposition or undermine even political force within the same coalition. So whoever commands JASA will have a huge, you know, a fund for propaganda and you know, very little accountability around what sort of information is being spread. You would see more insidious communication without, you know, this officially being declared that this is actually sponsored or bought for by JASA, and that's where it becomes very dangerous.
Prem, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
That was Premesh Chandran, CEO of Malaysia Kini and the Malaysian Media Council's Pro Tem Committee Chairman, talking to us about JASA and sharing his thoughts on its revival and that allocation of 85.5 million ringgit in budget 2021. Now, we've been asking you for your thoughts. And first up, we have this from Michael, who says, I would rather they have used that 85.5 million to buy a laptop for every student within the B40 or M40 category, and you wouldn't even need, you know, that much for that purpose.
Yeah, and arguably, perhaps allocate some of those funds to frontliners as well, because that's also been a concern that's been raised.
Mental health?
Yeah, mental health has, by the way, that's 24 million ringgit that has been pointed out. And I think one thing that sticks out for me is just, you know, how transparent is the budget really? Because you know, like you said just now, you know, we always hear that that sort of hallmark broadcast. We hear all that information trickling in, and while we do have parliamentary, you know, Q&A sessions in Parliament to sort of, I guess, parse out the rationales for these allocations, I think it would really help if the government, at the very least, I think, engages people more. You know, and you know, why is it that that it was being done? And to, I think, most importantly, be transparent and really make that effort to do some outreach.
You know, as a layperson looking at the budget year in, year out, right, as an interested layperson, I think when I see the size of the allocations, I wonder what it says. I wonder whether it indicates a government's priorities or whether it indicates the size of the project it plans to undertake. So it's really about, this is what I want to spend money on versus I have lots of plans in this area, ergo it's going to cost a lot of money. And when I look at something like what we're talking about today, where it is you know, supposedly aiming to push out information and you know, ensure that information is being delivered in a timely, accurate manner, that's the mandate of the media. So I you know, and then you have to think like Prem said earlier, whether that money maybe could have been better spent strengthening what you already have, and whether that would have been more cost effective if that in fact were your priority. So yeah. That's what we're talking about. We're going to head now though to the 7 o'clock news. If you would like to weigh in on JASA, let us know your thoughts and keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.